right, we are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. We are here with PSCU's very own Brian Scott. Brian, how are you, sir?
I am excellent. If I was any better, I'd be you, Mike.
Oh, wow, really? Well, let's think about that for a second.
It's a beautiful day here. So
it is. It's gorgeous.
You do not get many of these beautiful days at GAC. Somehow Washington seems always cold and rainy.
Snowing.
We'll take this,
So we'll take the clear sunny skies for sure. First of all, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's awesome. It's the best time to get together with all your credit union friends and see people walking around. So we love it. Super happy to be here, and it's been great so far.
Right on. Yeah. Good to hear. And the topic at hand is fraud stories.
Not a fun topic. Fraud, right?
It's a little touchy, but it's good to have folks like you backing us up here. So fraud stories, real life examples of how machine learning and linked analysis prevent fraud. So can you expand on this a little bit?
Sure. So we've rolled out and we're doing a couple interesting things around fraud. Mm-hmm. So we're taking data and information from multiple different sources, combining it together and looking for odd links. So as an example, we had a couple fraud accounts, different credit unions, and it was interesting because it's like, we wonder how that fraud happened.
Yeah,
so we
plugged
those into our linked analysis tool, and what we found is they had phone calls from the same phone number coming into our call center. They didn't talk to a person, they just had a phone call coming into our call center.
Okay.
And so once we discovered, they clearly are doing fraud, and whoever's calling in on this phone number is the one perpetrating the fraud.
Right.
So we said, let's go figure out all of our other cards from our 900 clients that have had a call from the same phone number.
Oh, good idea.
So we found 100 more of those.
Wow.
And none of those had yet had fraud, but we went and put some auth blocks on those to prevent them from being used.
Right, right.
And within a day or two, we actually saw the fraudulent transactions come in.
Whoa.
So that's it's just a simple example of how linking together seemingly random pieces of information, a phone call into a call center.
Brian, this is like a CSI episode, you know?
It kind of is. And so our team that runs this, they are like the CSI guys behind the scenes. They'll find weird things like, an address change. So a fraudster may call in and just change an address, waiting for a card to be sent out through a natural reissue process. And, you know, once we find one fraud with that address and we find, hey, are there more cards that have the same address? You know, so we're looking for those kind of unique, weird, random things, and it's amazing how often you find fraud and can stop it before it actually happens.
How about a frontline credit union? How do they track all this type of? Do you guys come in and help them, or can they do it on their own? Obviously,
really,
or
anytime,
that whole thing work?
Anytime we get in, it's really our team doing it right now.
Okay.
So really, anytime we get any fraud on an account, we're plugging it into our linked analysis tool and looking for those other common bonds. So a lot of times, common point of compromise, you know, whether it be a Target or, you know, pick any mass retailer, that's what everybody's used to looking for.
Right, right.
So we're looking for those uncommon things that, the behind the scenes things. And it may only affect 20 or 30 accounts. And we're looking at it for our whole client base combined. And it may only be one or two for an individual credit union.
Yeah.
But you take those in aggregate and it's a lot bigger trend.
Yeah, exactly. So a little bit adds to a lot.
We've learned that we've got to be a lot smarter. We've got to think like a fraudster.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so this is kind of our way to combat what they're out doing already.
Mm-hmm. So, man, I mean, as scary a story as that, it's really kind of a cool story. How you guys figured it out and found out and kind of thwarted it.
It's pretty neat. And so, you know, when you call somebody and say, hey, we think we need to put a block on these accounts because we saw this trend and it was a trend we didn't even see at your credit union. We saw it somewhere else.
Right, right.
It's pretty powerful. And, you know, again, it may only be onesie, twosie, but in aggregate, it's a big number.
No doubt.
Yeah, we just had one last month that we stopped. It was over $1 million. And so it was confirmed.
That's
it was confirmed fraud because we put the auth blocks on and then we saw the fraudulent transactions trying to come through. It's pretty neat. And, you know, our team that built this behind the scenes, we built it ourselves. It kind of started small, but the more data we get in there from multiple different sources, the more powerful it becomes. So.
Wow. So is this something that you guys provide? It's a service, I assume.
It's a service, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, it's one of these things that for us to be successful, we've got to make our credit union clients successful.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's a big pain is fraud.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, EMV has come along and that's helped reduce fraud. Mm-hmm. So the fraudsters are getting smarter and changing. Yeah.
Yep.
They're changing the way they perpetrate fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had to adapt to that. And this is one of the ways that we're adapting to
that.
So it's been fun. And, you know, there were some neat stories that I was like, oh, Mike would love to hear some of these. So.
Do you want to share another one? Do you have any others?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So one of the things we're doing is we're tracking all the calls that come into our call center.
Yeah.
147 different factors of those phone calls.
Yeah.
So we know if it's a, you know, it's a Sprint phone number, but it's coming through on a Verizon line. You know, those kind of
things. That's a fishy thing?
Background noise, okay. Yeah. Background noise on the line, those kind of things.
Okay.
And so we have a suspicion, and we get a fraud score on every phone call that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So we and our call center reps have a good idea. Hey, do we need to ask more questions? Do we need to ask different questions mm-hmm. to validate? You know, so we may ask an uncommon question like, what's the nearest elementary school to your house? Something a fraudster in Russia may not know. And, you know, there's fraud rings happening out of Russia where they actually hire people with American accents to perpetrate these fraud calls. So
what?
It's not like, oh, that's obvious that that's a fraudster. They sound like they're from Russia. You know, it sounds like the person. It's a female calling on a female account. Simple things like that. So there may be times when we have a high suspicion that, no, this might be a fraud call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we're more diligent in those. But if they're answering all the questions and getting through, we may call the member back and say, did you just call us and make these changes? And a lot of times the answer is, no, I didn't.
So we
know right away because we had the suspicion on the front side. They answered all of our challenge questions, but that tells you they had a lot of information mm-hmm. about that account. So mm-hmm. maybe they bought it on the dark web or maybe it was compromised some other way. And so we can take that and use that. Call the member back, and if it's not them that made those changes, instantly block the account and stop it before it ever becomes fraud.
Nice.
So some neat things like that.
Yeah, in a dark kind of way, this sounds kind of fun, you know?
It is, I mean, certainly for the people
that
do that.
I don't want to make light of it, especially the people that are victimized by it, but from a job perspective or a career perspective, this sounds kind of like... Sounds kind of fun.
It would be a fun job. It would be a fun job to do. To think like a fraudster all day.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's pretty neat.
This is cool stuff. Cool stuff. And I think that people can learn from. Because I think these real life stories, I'm sure that other folks are experiencing them as well. You go, hey, we can share that, you know?
The thing that's important also for credit unions is a one individual random fraud may not just be one individual random fraud. It may be the start of something bigger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't take it lightly. It's $100. Oh, big deal.
Not me, man.
Yeah, work together
happens,
and
we're calling.
Look deeper into it because there's probably some other link behind the scenes. So.
Yeah, especially my wife. She is on that stuff like, oh my God.
When it's your own account.
Exactly, man. It's like, even if $5, what? we're making a phone call.
You know, a lot of, you talk about the dollar amount. A lot of these frauds start as, you know, $20 frauds. So a lot of times it's under a floor limit of what a credit union would spend time charging back.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's important to look at those because, again, that's the start of something
mm-hmm,
bigger. So
mm-hmm.
some credit unions may just, we'll write that off.
Well, isn't that advice for I guess, anybody in general? Keep an eye on your account, you know? Because, I mean, we're on our account daily,
all
the time, and just looking at stuff. And we, if she doesn't find something, I find something, and we check in with each other. Is that, hey, did you do this or did you do that? Like, no. Oh my, you know. So, but it's actually a really good thing. We're a good team like that.
That's good.
So we're our own little CSI fraud detection agency in our own home. So it's good.
We're gonna hire the Lawson agency to investigate fraud for us. Yeah.
My wife will be top notch in that area. Top notch. Hey, last question here. Yeah. I'm kind of asking everybody, what do you want to learn here? What do you want to achieve or take back to PSEU and kind of apply?
So one of the neatest things is walking around the room, talking to people, and getting a sense of what's on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And being here in D.C., a lot of it's lobbying.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm from the state of Iowa. There's a big challenge going on around taxation in the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But really understanding where people's heads are. And it's interesting, the broad perspective. So this year, more than most, there's been themes,
mm-hmm.
I think, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of years ago, it was really around fraud and EMV and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's really all across the board.
Really?
I said growth last year was a big thing everybody
mm-hmm.
was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, it's really all over the board. So it's been interesting to get that sense and everybody's perspective on what they're thinking about this year.
Wow.
Growth, innovation, fraud, cybersecurity is a big one.
Oh my gosh.
Regulations. So there's a lot this year that I think people are...
Digitization.
Digitization.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
AI.
the I don't want to call it millennials because it's bigger than just millennials, all the generational advertising and marketing. It's probably less than it's ever been in the past because of all these other topics.
I don't hear much about millennial this year.
I don't either. Yeah. So that's been interesting.
A lot less focus this year. The evolution of that. Maybe it's because, okay, we're well aware of them. We know about them now because, you know, every other story for a while was about a millennial and how do you get through to them. So we got that covered now.
That's right.
Now it's on to the next thing. So cool stuff. Brian, thank you so much for hanging out,
brother. Thank you so much.
This is so much fun.
This is a lot of fun every
time. Good stuff. I like the fraud story. Let's do another one.
We'll do it.